What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says Parliament passed a raft of significant pieces of legislation in 2015 which seek to increase the efficiencies of court processes and trials. We tell you more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Several pieces of legislation were passed in Parliament in 2015 to boost the administration of justice. These include the Evidence, the Administrator General's, the Jury and the Judicature Supreme Court Amendment Acts. The Evidence Amendment Act allows for evidence which is not in dispute to be admitted by agreement.
In the past, one had to call witnesses to prove facts or documents which weren't even in dispute, which was expensive and time-consuming. It also facilitates easy admission of computer-generated evidence and provides for a new procedure whereby persons in custody don't have to attend court for pre-trial administrative hearings like mention dates and so on.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. The Administrator General's Amendment Act was also passed recently. It aims to speed up the estate administration process. The Act establishes a framework for the Administrator General to efficiently administer multigenerational estates and interstate estates involving minors. Interstate estates are those where the owner dies without leaving a will. The law empowers the Administrator General to transfer properties to secondary beneficiaries as long as they are able to prove their relationship to the deceased owner.
That legislation also tackles a problem that has been with us for decades of what we call multi-generational estates, estates where successive generations have died without administering the estates legally. Mm-hmm. And those estates are just tied up in problems, legal knots.
Minister Golding says the Administrator General will be able to speed up the process by issuing an instrument of administration.
She can then get in all the assets and distribute it to the remaining beneficiaries who are alive today. And that will affect several thousand families and many, many thousands of people.
The Jury Amendment Act is another legislation that was passed in the 2015-16 legislative year. It seeks to address the continuing problem of a shortage of jurors to serve the circuit courts, which has been contributing significantly to delays in the disposal of criminal cases. The Act provides for the production of an expanded list of potential jurors from a combination of the voters list and the list of persons with tax registration numbers, TRNs, issued under the Revenue Administration Act, and an array of 7 jurors for all jury trials other than for treason or murder, where on conviction the death penalty may be imposed. Under the amended legislation, civil servants are now able to serve as jurors. Provision has also been made for discounts on sentencing where a person pleads guilty. This is dependent on how early in the proceedings the guilty plea is entered.
And this was important because with the mandatory minimum sentences that apply to most gun offenses, for example, people weren't pleading guilty even if there was a very strong case against them because they were basically taking their chances that the case would collapse. And this provides an incentive to get those cases disposed of quickly.
According to the Justice Minister, the Judicature Supreme Court Amendment Act will overhaul the administration of the Supreme Court. This legislation makes provision for the establishment of a new court administration division under the Chief Justice within the Supreme Court structure. The Chief Justice will have an advisory board to assist with the strategic aspects of administering justice.
She will also have the assistance of an executive legal officer, which is a new post to support her with administrative matters. And there'll be a new chief magistrate post created, who will be sort of the first, will be the administrative head of the magistrates, reporting to the Chief Justice. And that chief magistrate will also have an executive legal officer to provide administrative support.
Minister of Justice, Senator Mark Golding. We've come to the end of this week's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels. Take care.
You know, a whole heap of youth smoke weed and sand, you know.
For real, no. But you have some friends who smoke weed and they go behind school. And when graduation time come, my youth, none of them no graduate.
The only high grade I want is on my C6.
Target shoot, your future comes first!
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.